Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Blue Noise, the Birmingham City podcast brought to you from us here at Birmingham Live. My name's Brian Dick, and this new edition was recorded in Austria and features three interviews. First with manager Gary Monk, then striker Lukas Djukovic, and finally captain Michael Morrison, with the intention of hopefully lifting the curtain a little on the club's pre-season and the work they've been doing both at home and in Austria. They're in the western Austrian town of Bad Hering, just a few miles inside the border from Germany. They've been based at the local football club and will play two matches against Achmat Grozny from Chechnya and SSV Ulm before they'll return to the UK for the next stage in their preparation for the 2018-2019 campaign. First, we hear from the main man himself, Gary Monk, about the work they've done so far since they've returned from their summer break, and why team building has been such an important part of that process.
Well, how do you feel about the work that's been done in the first couple of weeks, and specifically in Austria?
Yeah, we've had it's been 2 weeks now with the players. We've done a lot of hard work with them, you know, and physically, obviously tactically, technically, mentally as well. So we have to cover all those things, and we have a programme that everything follows and a plan. So where we are on that plan is, you know, with the players that we have, and is where I expect them to be. So far, so good. We've had a few niggles, a few bumps and bruises, but you expect that in pre-season. The players are putting their bodies at the limit, or we're pushing them to the limit. So, but yeah, probably where I expect them to be in terms of what we've been doing and where we need to be at this stage of the season.
You've made quite a big thing about doing sort of external team building exercises, yeah, as well. Can you let us into your thinking about that and how that then relates into what happens from August onwards?
Yeah, no, something that I'm very conscious of, you know, the league that we play in. But any football team, you know, I think having a spirit amongst you that's real, it's not fake and not individual, that it's a group that's very much together and that the team's the most important thing. I think a lot of people talk about it, but you have to show it with actions. And part of those things, you know, to create that is activities together, spending time together, not just in this environment, but outside of that environment, you know, something different where, you know, we went to the army camp. It's a totally different scenario for those players, but everyone's involved, and you know, you see people's characters come out. They're out of their comfort zones. They have to work together, and it really just stresses the importance of how much they need each other. And then things like water rafting that we did the other day, which was fun. You have to have some enjoyment as well in that sense. But the underlying factors of all the things that we do in group activities are to make sure that they realise how important each and every member is and how important they are to each other. So we've got a really good spirit. I think we managed to start that process at the end of last season. You can see with our fans and the team felt really together, and they felt together. And I think our fans respond off when they see it. So I know how important that is, and we've tried to. Our job now is to enhance that and make that even stronger, especially with the type of league and season that we're going to face.
You did check everyone because it was a decent enough swimmer, did you, before you checked?
Probably didn't. That was probably one of the
health
faults.
Health and safety, yeah. Issue now, yeah. Well,
could have been a health and safety situation, but look, everyone had a life jacket. It was, at that point, it would have been every man for himself, but but it was good fun.
And I guess you'll know from your own days as a player that when a team vibe sort of really kicks in, how sort of powerful that can be.
Yeah, and I think you saw it at the end of last season. As I said, it's something that was, you know, that was real. You know, it wasn't fake what I was saying to you guys when we spoke before games and after games and stuff like that. I think you could see that actually on the pitch, and that's the most important bit. And then our fans respond to that. That's what made them come to the St Andrews away games like Bolton and travelling in numbers, because they saw a team that care about the shirt they were, you know, wearing, but they also care about each other. So, and yeah, we've tried to take that bring that over with us, and then now we're trying to enhance that. So they're very much together. They've got a great spirit, and but the key is to make them better players and better team, and try and put an upward trajectory. Yeah. That's the key.
That was Gary Monk, and I guess what stood out for me there were a couple of things. The stuff he said about team building and seeing people's characters come out, but also stressing the importance of how much they need each other. I think that's a trait that is easily transferable to the football pitch. And he was talking generally around the team ethic as well, said that last season's togetherness wasn't fake. That was absolutely key, and it's about recreating that again this season. And also, the nub of the matter here is the players caring about the shirt they're wearing and caring about each other. That is absolutely central to what he's trying to achieve. We'll go on to Lukas Djukovic now. We'll hear from the 29-year-old in a second. He talks a little bit more about how there's more stability in the group, and he lifts the lid a little bit on those team-building exercises, and how when they went to the barracks, Gibraltar barracks in Surrey, before they came to Austria, how he said he was fairly certain at one point he was going to drown. This is Lukas Djukovic. Okay, Lukas, so here we are in Austria. How have you found the pre-season so far? I know you've been back a couple of weeks, haven't you, and this is the next sort of stage, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's obviously been tough, which is how it's designed to be. There are no shortcuts. It's a case of wanting to work hard to make sure in the best shape possible, really. That's physically and tactically and technically also.
Mm. Is the mood, the positivity from the last day of last season, has that carried over to the players?
Yeah, absolutely. You kind of want to take whatever momentum that you've picked up towards the back end of last season and use that going forward. However, being mindful that we need to start again, really, it's going to take a lot of hard work to get where we want to be.
Mm. And does the vibe feel different now under Gary? It's his first pre-season here, obviously.
Yeah, it's a very different vibe. Each manager has their own way of doing things, and we're as a group hopeful that there's more stability now, and it certainly feels that way. Long may it continue, because it's been a thoroughly enjoyable experience so far at pre-season, working hard, but also sort of building a strong team bond within the group.
Interesting you mention that, because that's going to be my next question. There have been several team building exercises, haven't there? If I think back to last summer, I can't remember any, and I know previous managers have done it. How have you found first the trip to the barracks? I know you got some strange stuff there. What was that like?
It's a different experience. It's possibly pushing people outside of their comfort zones and just seeing how they react to that, how we band together as a group and try and help each other out in situations that aren't necessarily familiar to ourselves. And it can only be a good thing, I think. I'm a big believer of team unity, and it can take you a long way during the season. It is all about the group, and the manager's a huge believer in that. And I think it's a case of trying to make this group as tight as possible.
Did you find yourself in any uncomfortable positions in Gibraltar barracks?
Many, yeah, many.
Such as?
I think I was certain I was going to drown at one point. We had a raft exercise in terms of, it was a case of trying to get objects from one end of the pool without being able to touch the bottom and without being able to hold on to anything, and we were in there for a good half an hour treading water, and it was a case of dipping under and just trying to keep your head above water.
So you'd have had some anxiety when whitewater rafting was next on the agenda a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I mean, at least we were granted a life jacket then, so that's that was a saving grace for sure. Another thing where lads have to work together, have to communicate, have to again, something that some of the boys haven't done before, and it's a case of trying to make yourself comfortable with being in a situation that isn't so familiar with yourself. And on top of that, it was just really good fun, really good day. And I think those sorts of experiences do bring the lads together.
Anyone fall out of their boat?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there were a few voluntary fallouts and a few people getting dragged in. So it was really good fun. It was freezing cold in the water, but I think the lads were that excited by the trip that the adrenaline sort of masked the cold in the water.
It would possibly be me oversimplifying it, but these exercises get boys to know each other, get boys to work together, get boys to like each other. How significant is that when it comes to you're under the pump at home or away from home or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because people would be forgiven for looking at photos of teams doing this, and of course we're having a laugh and would say, well, what's that got to do with football? But it really does. It in terms of communication, being used to being able to sort of look at the guy next to you who may not be your closest friend off the pitch, but being able to communicate what needs to be told to him, in a firm way, and him knowing that you want the best for him as a teammate, and just being comfortable with being able to give out instructions to each other.
Mm. And from a personal basis, are you someone that has the return to training date circled on your calendar, and every day that ticks past you start to feel more and more sick, or do you really look forward to it?
I really look forward to it, actually. I enjoy having a week or 10 days after the season is really nice, just to have just a little bit of respite from being head-butted by centre-halves and kicked down the calves and just beaten sort of from pillar to post. Just to have a respite from that is lovely. And then after that, you kind of sort of just get a little bit restless and you want to get back to work. We love what we do. And we're very lucky to be able to do that. So once you've had a little bit of time to just chill out and rest, it's just a case of wanting to get back into it.
Mm. And I think Michael Kiftenbelt posted the pictures on Instagram of you and Morrow going to see him in Holland.
Yeah.
How was that?
That was brilliant. Yeah, it was kind of on the spur of the moment. We had such a good feeling towards the end of the season with that particularly the last game against Fulham, and you kind of wanted to be in and around each other still after that buzz. You don't want to go your separate ways straight away, and Keith mentioned that he was obviously going to be back home and he could give a locals tour guide for us, so we went over there and it was really good fun weekend, and Keith's not a bad host.
That was Lukas Djukovic there. Some really interesting stuff about why he needs a break, why the players, they do look forward to coming back to pre-season training, but why they do need their bodies to allow that downtime. So in his words, he could recover from being kicked from pillar to post by centre-backs. And also a really nice anecdote, underlining the team ethic thing, regarding why he and Morrison wanted to go and spend time with Kiftenbelt just after the euphoria of that victory over Fulham. Now we'll move on to Morrison, and he discusses the importance of a good pre-season. And also, he looks ahead to the new season as well. So, interesting stuff here from the Blues captain. A couple of weeks into your pre-season now, how's it been, your first under Gary Monk?
Yeah, it's been really good. We've worked extremely hard. The hardest I've worked for a long time pre-season, not just without the ball, but with the ball as well. We're already touching on set pieces and tactical awareness of the team. It's been really, really thorough in that sense, and without the ball as well, we've done all the hard work. So I'm really enjoying it. It's been difficult, but it has been enjoyable. And this is a time where you can make a clear plan ready for the season, and we're using it as best we can, I think.
How important is a good pre-season?
Yeah, I think it's imperative, really. It gets that fitness base in, but not only that, the time to work with the players and the tactical awareness for everybody to know everybody's roles within that, and we've touched on that already, and we've worked really hard on that actually, and it's that time where you can do it with clear plan, and you can do a day and really focus on that thing without having to think of a game the next day, or we're playing Tuesday. We touched on it a little bit when Gary first come in, and now we're really setting down what the standard's got to be every day and for what we want to achieve on the football pitch.
Without going breaking over old ground too much, was the disruption of last pre-season, was that a big factor in the fact that last season's ambitions weren't met?
Yeah, I think the culture within the football club's changing, and Gary's talked about that, expecting higher from it, and I think the fact that there's not as many ins and outs and people sort of knowing their role within the football club's helped push each other and helped everybody step out of their comfort zone and say, well, I'm not quite as good as this, I'm going to work on that, rather than maybe hiding that and showing all their good stuff, because everybody's challenging to, you know, to play in the team, and they're all new. You know, everybody's happy to say their piece because they know each other in the group now. So there's more honesty, maybe, where people might have been hiding their weaknesses a little bit more last year. We can come together and make them into strengths and solve problems better as a team.
That sort of team ethic and that team atmosphere, it's a very delicate thing, but it's really important.
Yeah, I think, like I say, last season people were coming in and, you know, you're worrying about yourself, you want to be in the team, you want to be playing, you don't know where you stand and stuff like that. So it's really difficult to get any team bonding. And this year I think there's a bit more of a togetherness and people, you know, obviously pushing each other, but that real team ethic. And, you know, we've done a lot of activities and different things as well, not just out on the football pitch every day, and I think that's helped as well.
Does this pre-season make sense to you? Does it feel right?
Yeah, I think it does. I think, like I say, you know, it's not just been hatched together, oh, we'll do this, we'll do that. There's been a clear plan on the fitness, there's been a clear plan on the tacticals. We've done double, triple sessions, we've done a lot of work in the gym. We've said what, you know, we need to be as a group, and, you know, we said it, but we're actually doing it and working hard so we can actually achieve it. You know, it's all well and good saying, oh, we want to do this, we want to be a hard team to play against, but you have to do all the hard work in pre-season to actually put that onto the football pitch.
Does the positivity of last season and the fact you won 5 of the last 9 games, does that automatically... How important is that into transferring to the new start next season?
I think you can see the formula of what we've had, and, you know, Gary only had a small amount of time to get that across, and now it's really fine-tuning that and making sure that we build on that momentum and we build on that success. You know, we've got a clear platform of what we were trying to achieve last year and do in them games and in the style of play under the new manager. And I think now it's about being able to put that even further, the smaller details like the set pieces, throw-ins, and work as a better group together to be more effective on the little details rather than the larger thing that we could only touch on last season.
Yeah. Are you optimistic going into this new season?
Yeah, I think so. I think that there's nothing more that the manager could have done pre-season at the moment. You know, I think it's been really thorough. I think we're really fit. You know, we've talked about being the fittest and strongest team in the league, and we've been putting the work in to achieve that. And, you know, I don't think there'll be a single game that we're not going to be there or thereabouts in, and we'll have a chance of winning every game. And I think last season we didn't put ourselves in that position. And, you know, this year I think, you know, we're certainly going to be a difficult team to play against, and we've got some real creativity up front.
Towards the end of last season, the last quarter of last season, you did feel as though you were able to play for the 90 minutes. Did you feel like that was something different that you maybe hadn't been able to?
I don't think it was the 90 minutes. I think we were more structured in our approach, which meant that we weren't chasing games as much, that we were getting chances in the games, and there was a more thoughtful approach that enabled us to play for the whole 90 minutes rather than, you know, maybe chasing the game, being spread out a bit more, and, you know, being caught doing one thing and not the other. You know, I think you could see there was a real team ethos and a real team plan towards the end of the season, and that enabled us to be involved in every game and be really successful. And I think it's about building upon that and really fine-tuning that, and, you know, being the best at what we do, being difficult to beat, and playing some very good football. You know, we've got a clear plan of when we've got the football, where everybody's going to be and what options are going to be available that's going to cause problems to other teams back four, not just passing side to side and having possession.
Yeah, not just tiring your position striker.
Yeah.
It's every team, or most clubs in the Championship now, will be talking about, if it goes well, we'll have a tilt at the playoffs, or some will be talking about going up automatic. What's the feeling at Birmingham City?
Every club in the Championship feels they've got the right to be in the playoffs, and, you know, we're a big club, and, you know, we'll be saying the same. There'll be that optimism, but it's about going out and doing it on the football pitch. You know, we've talked a lot on what we want to achieve and what we want to do, and we've said, you know, they're just words at the moment, and we said that at the end of last season, you know, we want to stay up, but they're just words. You know, you've got to go out there and put the action into it and work really hard and actually do it.
That was Michael Morrison encapsulating the absolute necessity of doing what every football fan wants from their players. It's a theory of don't tell us, show us, and Morrison recognising that there. Hopefully Blues are able to do that next season, and hopefully the momentum of which both players and the manager spoke can be transferred from one campaign to the next. Thanks very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, or at the very least found it informative. Until next time, keep right on.